Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the prohibition of formalities. Formalities here means that a person is going out of his way to pretend to be what he is not. Namely, to exaggerate words and actions for no reason. There's no real reason for doing it. There's no benefit in doing it. In other words, real benefit in this world or in the akhirat. He's just doing it to impress people. He's going out of his way to impress people. So therefore, ulama mentioned that this takalluf that we're talking about, this extra formalities to impress people, in takalluf is taklif. There's a lot of difficulty in going out of your way to try and impress people and create a front, create a show, because now you're not your natural person. You're trying to put up a front. How long can you put up a front? You can impress and impress, and after a while you'll even get tired of impressing. So this is a very dangerous quality to have. If a person, for example, knows something, he has a knowledge of something, then he says, I have the knowledge of it. If he doesn't have the knowledge of it, then he should say, I don't have the knowledge of it. Similarly, if a person can manage to do a certain task, then he must take it on. If he can't do it, then he shouldn't be doing that task. The person should be very clear, I'm sorry, it's beyond my capacity, I'm unable to do it. So there's nothing to feel shy about. The worst thing to do is to try and pretend that I can do this, or I'm in a position to do something, or a person is making himself look much wealthier than he is, or a person is making himself look more intelligent than he is, a person is trying to push up his status, and in trying to push up his status, then all sorts of false narratives are given. So now this is what is referred to as takalluf. A person exaggerates, and he creates all sort of actions, so that he can push up his image, push up his status, create a false pretense. Anyway, moving on, today we do an hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the second hadith and the last hadith of this chapter. An Masruqin qal, dakhalna ala Abdullah ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu anhu faqal, ya ayyuhan nas, man alima shay'an falyakul bihi, wa man lam ya'lam falyakul, Allahu a'lam, fa inna min al-ilmi ay yaqula lima la ya'lam, Allahu a'lam. Qal Allah ta'ala li nabiyhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ رواه البخاري. Hazrat Masruq rahmatullah alayhi narrates that we visited Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, and he said, O people, so who is saying, Masruq is saying rahmatullah alayhi, that we visited Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this was his advice. He said, O people, one who knows something should say it. If a man knows it, he's sure of what he's saying, then he must say it. One who does not know it should say, Allah Ta'ala knows best. What? Allahu Alam, Allah Ta'ala knows best. It is part of knowledge to say, Allah knows best about what you do not know. You do not know something, say, Allah Ta'ala knows best. In other words, you're not innovating. You're not making up an answer to try and impress the people. You either know it or you don't know it. If you don't know it, say, Allah Ta'ala knows best. In other words, I don't know it. So then he goes on to say that this is part of knowledge. For a person saying, or a person indicating that he does not know, this is also part of knowledge. In other words, part of knowledge is to be very honest about what you know and what you don't know. And then Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu quoted this ayat. He says, Allah Ta'ala told his messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say, I do not ask you people for any payment for this. That effort that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made from morning till evening, the effort at night that he made, so much of effort and so much of toil and trouble Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took. Allah Ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people that I'm not asking you for any payment. I'm not doing this to make some money out of you people. I don't want, in other words, I'm doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that effort, that toil, that trouble to bring this beautiful deen, to save the people from the fire of Jahannam and they can go into Jannah. All that effort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made, Allah Ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his ayah, then tell the people that I'm not asking you for any payment for this. I don't want any worldly benefit for this. So this is what you call a very, very high level of ikhlas. A man is doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tell him, I do not ask you for any payment for this, and I'm not among those who pretend. I'm not pretending to be what I'm not. I'm not pretending to be a Nabi. I'm not coming to you with a false pretense. In other words, it is what it is. Tell the people. Allah Ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this, to say this. In fact, this is such a great thing that in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a Jewish person had come up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which tract of land, which land, piece of land on this earth is the best portion of this earth, which tract of land, which piece of land is the best part of, best portion of this earth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that Jewish person that I do not know, when Jibreel alayhi salam come, I'll ask him. Who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not feeling shy, not pretending and innovating an answer. When Jibreel alayhi salam came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that question. Jibreel alayhi salam said, I do not know. When I meet Allah, I'll ask Allah. Now who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salam. Then when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was told that the best pieces of land are the masajid. The masajid are the best pieces of land that you can get on this earth. So now here, this what we learn from this hadith is that it is nothing to feel shy about if you don't know. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was clear about something that he didn't know, Jibreel alayhi salam was clear about something that he didn't know, why should we feel shy about something that we don't know? Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, one person had come up to him and that person had asked him some questions. So every question that he asked Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, the reply that was given was La Adri. In Arabic, La Adri means I do not know. So this person now was worried. He said, what must I go back and tell the people? I came here to ask you and I'm going to go back to them. What must I tell them? So Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi told him that go back and tell the people that Malik said La Adri. Go back and tell them that Imam Malik said he doesn't know. In other words, there's nothing to pretend here. Either I know the answer or I don't know the answer. And I don't know the answer, you go back and you tell them that I do not know. So this is something that is very, very important. Nowadays you find, there's a note here that I'm mentioning, nowadays you find people who do not have knowledge of basic texts or who have got very basic knowledge, they're not experts in Islamic jurisprudence, etc. They try to delve in very, very intricate issues which ulama of the past fear to even go into these issues. Abu Hussein rahmatullahi alayhi appropriately said that some of you venture into past verdicts on an issue which if it was presented to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he would have consulted the Sahaba who fought at Badr. In other words, if Hazrat Umar, such a great person, was asked this question that you are venturing into, he would have consulted the Badri Sahaba. He wouldn't even answer it himself. Ibn Wahb rahmatullah alayhi stated that if we had to write down the number of times we heard Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi saying La Adri, I do not know, pages and pages would be filled. And who was this? Imamu Daril Hijra. Imam Malik was the Imam of Madina Sharif at that time. Very great following. One of the four mazhabs is the Maliki mazhab. After Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he says that if we had to write down the amount of times that he said La Adri, I do not know, pages and pages would have been filled recording how many times he said La Adri. Allah Pak, give us also the tawfiq. Allah, give us this, that we be very honest in what we do, very clear in what we do. If we don't try to pretend to be what we are not, we are what we are. We aim and our objective is to be the best as far as deen is concerned. Try our best, give it our best, but don't ever pretend to be what we are not. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.